This is Vermont Edition. I'm Bob Kinzel. According to a number of new reports, the cost of many generic, life-saving drugs is going through the roof. Some have increased more than 4,000% in the past few years, so a drug that used to cost $50 a month now costs $2,000. In fact, in its rate request this week, Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Vermont said it needed to boost the annual premium for Vermonters who participate in Vermont Health Connect by almost 16%, and more than half of the rate request is due to the skyrocketing cost of many generic drugs. Blue Cross President Don George told me that he feels the situation has gotten so out of control that he now supports the passage of federal cost containment legislation along the lines of what Canada does.
Prescription drugs have been outpacing all other healthcare services in the past. They are now dramatically outpacing all other healthcare services. And most of the increase is driven by what are referred to as specialty drugs. And, they can be very beneficial. They provide life-altering therapy, in some cases even cures. Yet the prices set by the drug manufacturers are alarmingly, I would even say, egregiously high. In other countries around the world, certainly Canada included, and the one country we hear most about, governments negotiate with U.S. pharmaceutical companies to ensure the lowest costs for their citizens. Here in the United States, our government officials are unable. They do not have statutory authorization by the U.S. government to negotiate with Big Pharma. And as a result, Americans are subsidizing the high cost of prescription drugs for the development, for the distribution, and the marketing of drugs for the rest of the world.
Joining me now to discuss this issue is Congressman Peter Welch, who is co-sponsoring several bills that are designed to rein in the cost of prescription drugs. Congressman, welcome back to the program.
Thank you.
So I was hoping you could put this issue in some perspective for us. Do we now have a situation where some people simply can't afford to take their life-saving drugs?
We do. And it really depends on what kind of plan you're in. But the fact is, the increasing cost is brutal on folks who need drugs and can't afford the copay. It's brutal on taxpayers where the cost is going up and a real burden. It's wicked on employers who are trying to provide health insurance to their workers but see these big premium increases. And, of course, just in Vermont, where Blue Cross is asking for almost 16% increase, more than half of that is due to the explosion in the cost of specialty drugs. So this is a problem, and it's just not sustainable, whether you're the taxpayer, you're an individual, or you're an employer.
You know, I thought the development of generic drugs was supposed to help control overall drug prices. What happened?
Well, there's two things. Number one, the pharma companies that get a patent and give them market exclusivity for a period of time have abused that. And in Congress, we're passing two bills that finally address that. And we've had bipartisan support. One of the pharma practices was to pay a generic company to keep its lower-cost drug off the market so that the pharma company could continue to charge monopoly prices. We're finally going to end that practice, at least with legislation in the House. A second practice is pharma companies would refuse to give samples of their product to the generic companies in order to create a generic alternative, and we're ending that. So this is significant because it is the first time in years where there's been a bipartisan adoption of a role for the government to stand up for consumers. But what is also happening is specialty drugs now are almost boutique drugs that are designed for one for you and one for me. And the amount that's being charged on that is just so exorbitant. In some cases, $750,000 for a shot, that there's no way that model can continue to survive because the cost is going to kill the patient.
You mentioned the impact on taxpayers. What kind of impact have these price increases had on programs like Medicare and Medicaid?
Well, it's the biggest cost driver. you know, more and more medication is being used as part of everyday medicine. And obviously, we need medicine, but these prices that we have in this country that are unabated, they go only one way, is what is the biggest pressure on the escalating cost of healthcare. And when I talk to folks about healthcare, they're focusing more on the cost than on access. And Don George made a point that I've been making down here. He said, our country is the only major industrialized country where the government stands aside and lets the pharmaceuticals charge whatever they want. Every other country, the government plays a role to protect the consumer. And I see us in Washington coming around to that point of view. And even many of my Republican colleagues who were normally very resistant to having governmental involvement see that the failure of the pharma companies to control their cost or their pricing is making it impossible for their constituents, just like it's impossible for Vermonters to keep up with this.
What about the argument from the drug companies that they need to profit from some drugs in order to be able to do the research that's needed for the drugs of the future?
There's some truth to that, but it's really overstated. I asked the drug companies who make that argument about innovation, show me the books on how much you spent on innovation, and they will never do it. So they make that argument, but never show you the books so you can examine it yourself. Second, much of the innovation is paid for by taxpayers. You know, all the money that goes into the National Institute of Health, they often start the process of a breakthrough drug, and then that's purchased by a pharmaceutical company that then claims it and way ups the price. So the taxpayers are funding a lot of the major research. Also, taxpayers are funding the research indirectly with the research and development tax credit. And now I support the NIH and I support the research and development tax credit. I don't support price gouging by the pharmaceutical companies that end up with the benefit of that.
President Trump has indicated his support for efforts to reduce prescription drug costs. Is the administration supporting these bills?
They are. The two bills that we passed were ones that Elijah Cummings and I spoke to the president about well over a year ago. And Secretary Azar came in and testified in support of these two specific bills. And President Trump, on the question of pharma, says the right thing. And let's hope that in addition to these two bills, which are a start, that he follows through on the kind of price negotiation that has to be part of this if we're going to get significant savings. And one of the things that President Trump has said he favors is what's called reference pricing, which I think is a really good idea. And that would mean that we in the United States would pay basically the same price that's paid in, say, France and Germany, in England. You know, we're getting ripped off right now. And reference pricing is another way of talking about price negotiation and getting a much fairer price. And by the way, we have price negotiation in the Veterans Administration, and by and large, the cost of pharma in that program is about 60% less than what it is in Medicare.
Well, given the political climate in Washington these days, is it important, is it critical to have the support of the White House on this?
Well, it is. You know, we will never get it through the Senate unless the president backs it. So I think we've got a shot in the House. The new speaker, Pelosi, is going to put these bills on the floor. Paul Ryan refused to do that. And I'm seeing in the Energy and Commerce Committee, many of my Republican colleagues support efforts to crack down on these price increases. But the Senate, it's tougher over there with Mitch McConnell. And I think that unless we have the full support of President Trump, it's going to be tough to get the votes we need.
So, Congressman, if these bills do become law, will they help lower drug costs, or will they just ensure that increases in the future are not as big?
No, these would help to lower the cost. But these two bills are significant. You know, you're ending these incredible abuses, basically a bribe by pharma to keep a cheaper but just as effective alternative off the market. I mean, when I tell people that that is legal, they're astonished. But the big cost, which we have to address, I think has to be on two fronts. One, we've got to have price negotiation, so we're paying much more like European countries are paying. And number two, we've got a real challenge with the development of these so-called specialty drugs. They can be effective, but you're literally being asked to pay $750,000. Nobody can really afford that. So you've got a cure, but not within reach.
Congressman Peter Welch, many thanks for taking the time to talk to us today about this very important issue.
Thank you.